Last week, the presidents of Arizona's three public universities released their tuition proposals for the 2019-2020 academic year. At ASU, for example, officials are asking for a less than 3% tuition and fee increase for resident undergrads, while those from other states would see an increase of nearly 5%. The proposals were submitted to the Arizona Board of Regents, and taking a few minutes to speak with us this morning is the executive director of that body, John Arnold. John, good morning.
Good morning.
Did anything that ASU, NAU, or U of A submitted surprise you in any way or surprise members of the board?
That's a terrific question. And no, we've been working with the presidents on tuition proposals really since last summer. The president's recommendations to us come as part of a lengthy process that we go through that reviews each of the business plans at the three universities, and I'll look at really the total financial model. So this is the last step in a series of steps that we go through.
Now, the tuition increase we mentioned at ASU and the other schools have somewhat similar types of increases. I'm curious how tied those are to the amount of state support that the public universities are getting.
Certainly, the amount of state support that we receive from the legislature impacts the tuition and fee proposals. The legislature is still in session and debating the amount of support to the universities this year, and that process won't finish for another couple of months, but we have a pretty good idea of what the proposals are and where we might end up, and we certainly build that into the calculations.
Yeah, obviously, you know, the budget may or may not be done in the near future or not. I mean, it seems like there's probably a little bit of guesswork in terms of trying to figure out how much you'll be getting and how much you might need to make up from other sources.
Well, you know, the state and taxpayers are a relatively small percentage of our total revenue streams at this point. State support represents about 15% of our total revenue streams. And so while that's going to change on the margins, it really has a minor impact on our total financial structure. We would like to see it have a greater impact on our financial structure and asked for the state to increase its partnership with us. But at this time, they're a minority partner.
What have you heard, if anything, from students and their families about what this increase might mean for them?
Sure. Students and families are always concerned about tuition and potential increases in tuition and fees, and we've done a few things to help mitigate those concerns. Both the University of Arizona and NAU have tuition guarantee programs where tuition increases won't impact continuing students. So we guarantee their tuition for 4 years. ASU has guaranteed that they won't increase tuition for more than 3% for at least 10 years, and Dr. Crow has extended that promise for another 10 years. So we've tried to provide some stability for students so that they can plan for and understand what the cost of their education is going to be. Even with those guarantee plans, we are engaging students throughout this process. Each university engages student leadership to get feedback on the proposals, and we'll hold a statewide hearing next week to hear from students across the state. So we'll hold a hearing. Students can come. We'll have locations at every campus across the state so that students don't have to travel to get their opinions up to the board. We also have a place they can email us to make comments on tuition.
All right. That is John Arnold, Executive Director of the Arizona Board of Regents. John, thank you. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, sir.